You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Happy New Year. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. We are seeking God. Hallelujah. We're starting this new year with God. Amen. We're starting this year seeking His face and pressing into Him. Hallelujah. Going deeper. Amen. Really cultivating our relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is. I don't know about for you guys, but He is my goal in this year. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this time that we are able to come together in your name. We just exalt you and we lift you up, oh God, and we just say thank you right now. We declare that you are the great I am, that you are our source, that you are, hallelujah, the Almighty God, that you are creator of heaven and earth, Lord God, that this earth is your footstool and heaven is your throne, and you are on the throne and you are the only living God. And so we salute you right now and we look to you right now and we acknowledge you right now. Hallelujah, as our Jehovah Rapha, as our healer. We look to you right now as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, the one who is fighting on our behalf. Jehovah Gabor, the one who is warring on our behalf. We thank you. We look to you. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace. You are our peace in the midst of turbulent storms, afflictions, pains, worries, cares, anxieties, fears, hallelujah, even joy. You are our peace. And so, God, we just look to you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. We look to you, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are the supplier of all of our needs and that you, Lord God, are providing, oh God, where we need help. I thank you that you are, hallelujah, stepping into those places and providing and supplying, because this is who you are. And so, God, we say thank you, hallelujah. We thank you that you are our comforter and that you are comforting in the depths of those hurting places, painful places, lonely places, fearful places, abandoned places. God, we say thank you, hallelujah, Rebasaya, for sending legions of your angels unto us, O God, to minister to us even right now, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah. I thank you, Holy Spirit, is bringing up that He is the supplier of all of our needs, and no matter the need, how great, how small, hallelujah, how complicated, how simple, how hard, how easy, you, God, know the need. You know the need for us. You know the need for our loved ones, our spouse, our children, hallelujah. You know the needs, oh God, on the job. You know the needs for a job. You know the needs, oh God, regarding our finances. You know, hallelujah, our needs, oh God, within our families and within our community and within the circumstances and the conditions and the climates of the things, oh God. Lord Jesus, may we just commit ourselves to you, oh God. Lord, you are Lord. Hallelujah. of our lives. You are our salvation. You are the resurrection. Hallelujah. You are, oh God, the reconciler. Hallelujah. You are, oh God, the Yahweh, the one who makes a way out of no way. You are, oh God, Arebasaya, miracle worker, mountain mover, no matter what the obstacle that we are staring at, that we are aware of, hallelujah, that is staring at us, oh God, Ayarosia, you are the one who is able to gird us up in your strength and enable us, oh God, to overcome. I hear the scripture that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Let our minds be stayed on you, O God, in this hour, in this time, in this year, O God. Hallelujah. You are Emmanuel. You are God who is with us. Yes, and we thank you for your presence, O God. Thank you. Thank you so much for your presence, O God, and make us sensitive to you, Holy Spirit. Spirit, open our eyes to you, Holy Spirit. Oh, make our attune our ears unto you, Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you for creating us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that our heart will be aligned with your heart, and our mind will be aligned with your mind. Hallelujah. And our ways will be aligned with your ways, O God. And our thoughts will be aligned with your thoughts, O God. And our activities will be aligned with your activities, O God. Oh God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. As we present ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice right now, oh God. Some of us have been talking to you in this day, but some of us is our first time in the day acknowledging you. Lord God, teach us to, as you are always with us, yes, as you are always with us, and as you are always speaking to us, teach us, oh God, and help us and give us a spirit and an attitude and a desire to adjust and readjust and 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 slow down. Hallelujah. Yeah. And even maybe speed up. Hallelujah. To be in sync and in rhythm with you, O God. Hallelujah. To be still with you, O God. Hallelujah. May you align our desires with your desires, O God, as we repent, O God, as we submit to a renewing of our minds and change the way that we are thinking. Hallelujah. Yes, O God, we declare and decree that we have the mind of Christ. Let us operate with the mind of Christ, O God. Give us your perspective, O God. We get understanding from you, O God. And let us lean not on our own understanding, hallelujah, but trust you, O God, and trust that the understanding will come at the appointed hour, O God, as you see fit on our behalf, O God, and make us a people that is okay to not have the full understanding, but rather, hallelujah, have a relationship with you, O God, and let us continue to present ourselves to you and submit ourselves to you and commit ourselves to you, that we will see our trust grow, that we will see our faith strengthen, that we will be going from faith to faith, O God, glory to glory, O God, in you, O God, that we will be transforming, O God. Ah, yes, Lord, let us be, hallelujah, more like you in this new day and in this new year, O God, and less like the old selves of even yesterday and yesteryear and yestermonth, oh God. May this be a month, hallelujah, in a year of transformation. Even in our spiritual walk, in our spirit, man, oh God, hallelujah. May this be a year that we attend to our spirit selves, hallelujah. That we, karabosia, submit to Lord God and commit to the soul restoring and the soul renewing, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. The Bible says that you are a spirit and they that worship you shall worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, it is our prayer, hallelujah, that in this day and in this week and in this month and in this year, oh God, we, hallelujah, are serving you in our spirit selves, with our spirit selves first, oh God. Help us to get in your word even more, oh God. Help us to spend even more time in prayer, oh God. Give us a hunger and a thirst for you, oh God. Ah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Take our worship to a new, unapologetic place and level, oh God. Lord Jesus, we want greater intimacy with you, oh God. Help us to look first to you, then the situations and the circumstances, oh God. We thank you for using the things, oh God, as a way of pushing us to you, oh God, and cleaving to you, oh God, in this time, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that no matter how dark things seem and how crazy things seem and how messed up and mixed up things seem, oh God, you are the one who's able to work a miracle in those places, oh God. Scripture says, hallelujah, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. In verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that in our voided places, in those dark places of our life, oh God, in our relationships, oh God, hallelujah, in purpose, oh God, hallelujah, in our professions, oh God, hallelujah, in the area of hopes and dreams, oh God, wherever it is dark, wherever it is void, oh, be encouraged on this day that God is the one who takes the unformed, the voided things, the unfilled things, amen, the dark things, the chaotic things, the crazy things, the messed up things, yes, and is able to speak life into those places and light into those places. And promise into those places, and abundance into those empty, lacking places. And God, you are the one who's able to turn it around in our favor. So I thank you, oh God, on this day. And we choose to agree with what you speak. And so we speak light into the dark areas in our lives, oh God. We speak, hallelujah, where there is insecurities, we speak your securities, your God-curities. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That we will know who we are in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for revealing our identity unto us and purpose unto us according to the plan that you have for us, oh God, according to the better that you have for us, oh God. The Bible says that the latter shall be greater, and I prophesy that your latter shall be greater. We declare and decree that this 2025 will be greater, hallelujah, a greater year than we ever seen before. And even if we had a good year last year or the few prior years, let it get better, hallelujah. Let it be get greater, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness and all things. Hallelujah. This is the promise unto us that all things shall be added unto us. So God, I thank you where the enemy try to come in and rob from us and take from us and kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. We are speaking life in those places. Hallelujah. Life in those places of our ministries. Life in those places of our business. Life in the places of our endeavors. We thank you, oh God, for new beginnings. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the new endeavors, for the new adventures, for the new opportunities. Yes, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for even the new addresses and the keys, hallelujah, and the new contracts, Lord God, and the new favor and the new ideas, oh God, and the new instructions, oh God, and the new wealth, oh God, and the new health, oh God, as we cleave to you, oh God, as we press into you, oh God, we'll be like, how did this happen? All I did was start seeking God even more. What I did was I started fasting. What I did was I started praying. What I did was get into my secret place. Let us get into our secret place with you, oh God, and see and lift up our head and see the abundance of rain. That's what happened with the prophet Elijah. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to him and said, after a time of famine, I hear you, Holy Spirit. After a time of famine, that there will be rain. Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord is even speaking to us that after a time we've been in famine places. Hallelujah. Some of us have been in financial famine places. Some of us have been in relational famine places. Hallelujah. Some of us have been in internal famine places. Some of us have been in mental famine places. Some of us, hallelujah, have been in a personal or interpersonal famine places. Some of us have been in have been, the workplace has been a famished place. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Life has been a famine place. Some of us, our health have been in a famine place. Yes, Lord God. Jesus, hallelujah, rebosokia basandaya. Whatever the famine place, spiritual famine place, yes, hallelujah, a famine place in the area of love, hallelujah, even a famine place in the area of desires, hallelujah, having these desires and not yet seeing them come to pass, amen, hallelujah, whatever the famine place has been, hallelujah, that I've spoken or that the Holy Spirit is revealing to each and every single one of us, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you that as you spoke to Elijah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, and said that there will be rain, for there is a sound, yes, hallelujah, in 1 Kings chapter 18, and it came to pass after many days of hardship. Come on. After many days of famineship. After many days, Yerabasaya, I hear the Lord, of purposeless ship. Many days, amen, hallelujah. Many days of financial famine. That the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. I believe that the Lord is speaking to us and letting us know that he knows, hallelujah, Rebasayah, the famine places that we've been in. Hallelujah. I thank you even, Holy Spirit, for articulating what that famine place was to each in every single one of us, specifically, oh God. And I thank you that you are speaking a word, into a word of life, and a word of change, and a word of abundance, and a word, hallelujah, a light into those places, like we just read in Genesis 1, in the voided places, in the empty places. Hallelujah, Rabbosayah. You spoke in the dark places. You spoke light. Hallelujah. You began to create in those places. Hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God, and you began to set an order in those places, oh God. And as you spoke to Elijah, hallelujah, that there will be rain in that famine place. I thank you, oh God, that you're dealing with the dead places in our life, the dormant places in our life, the hopeless places in our life, the afflicted places in our life, the troubled places in our life, the wayward places in our life, the backsliding places in our life, oh God, hallelujah, the fearful places in our life, the worried places in our life, the grieving places in our life, the mourning places in our life, the anxious places in our life, hallelujah, the lacking places in our life, the empty places in our life, the hurting places in our life, the unjust places, the mistreated places, the oppressed places, hallelujah, in our life. Oh God, I thank you that you are stepping into those places, that your word is interrupting and disrupting, hallelujah, with divine destiny, hallelujah, with goodness, hallelujah, with favor, hallelujah, with increase, hallelujah, with instructions of know-how, hallelujah, with reconciliation, hallelujah, with melting of those calloused hearts, oh God, with a trust now in those places, with a hope now, hallelujah, with a faith now, hallelujah, with a word of promise even from you, oh God. That's a secret just between us and you, oh God, that will invigorate us and invigorate our spirit, man. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for depositing within us a passion for you, oh God, a love for you, oh God, a hunger for you, oh God, a thirst for you, oh God. Father God, I thank you for how you were revealing to us the power and authority, each and every single one of yous. Each and every single one of us, sister, are given power and authority. Yes, even as we enter into scripture, hallelujah. When God created man in his likeness, he gave us dominion, hallelujah. Somebody say power, hallelujah. He gave us dominion over all the earth. You have dominion over your body. May we take dominion over our body. May we take dominion and speak life, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Here we go. Somebody help me. Yes, hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit ushering us into a time, in a day, in a posture where like God spoke to those things that are not as though they are, hallelujah. He spoke light where there was no light. He spoke life where there was no life. Hallelujah, Rabasaya Boshia. Hallelujah. Look. Mm-hmm. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Come on, y'all. He's establishing heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. We have the same power to create with our mouth. Let us take authority over our bodies. Hallelujah. And speak health and speak wealth. Come on, somebody. Let us agree with the scripture and word and not allow where we are in this moment and uncircumcised thoughts and uncircumcised feelings to keep us and rob us from what God has for us when we simply step in a place of agreement with him. Why will we not agree with him? Hallelujah. Why will we choose to disagree with God? Hallelujah. And agree with the things that are temporary, that are fleeting. Hallelujah. That we have dominion over, hallelujah, that we have power over. And if we don't understand it, let us, Lord God, get into your presence and get in your face and get in a posture of worship, hallelujah, until it overtakes us, hallelujah, until our renewed mind happens, hallelujah, and a fresh kingdom way of thinking takes place, hallelujah, until we become quicker at getting our eyes off of the things, hallelujah, and our eyes on you, hallelujah, until it becomes easier in habit and we become stronger at bringing our flesh under subjection and our feelings, hallelujah, when they don't align with your feelings, putting our feelings in place and not letting our feelings dictate to us, but you and your word and your truth and your promise that is not failing. Let that be the thing that dictates us and influence us and lead us into the new that you have for us, and the better that you have for us, and the health that you have for us, and the increase that you have for us, and the supernatural that you want to do, hallelujah, on our behalf. You are God who still does miracles, signs, and wonders, hallelujah, Lord God. So what is it about us if we're not agreeing with you? What is it about us? What about us do we need to change? Hallelujah. What about us do we need to submit and commit? Hallelujah. What is getting in the way? What in our lives is getting in the way of us being even closer to you, oh God? Teach us, hallelujah, as Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane before going to the cross, hallelujah, and there he stayed until his will became aligned with your will, oh God. Let us not move until our will is diminished and your will for our lives is increased. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice, hallelujah, that you are for us, Lord God. If Jesus is able to sacrifice, what are you having us to sacrifice so we can enter into greater glory? Hallelujah. So that we can experience your resurrecting power in our lives. If God is asking any of us to sacrifice a thing, it's because that thing which we think is serving us, helping us, pushing us forward is really a detriment, hallelujah, to our destiny, a danger, come on somebody, to our purpose, hallelujah. Oh God, let us be quick. And let us grow in the area that we become quicker and quicker at releasing and letting go of the things and the people and the ideas, hallelujah, and the past and the habits and whatever it is, so that we can experience the greater glory that you have, oh God. Let us not be bamboozled by being wise in our own eyes. Hallelujah. Let us not be bamboozled by thinking that we can depend on our unreliable selves. Hallelujah. Let us not be bamboozled in thinking that we can depend and rely on the blessing that you blessed us with. Yes, the job that you blessed us with. Yes, the person that you blessed us with. Yes, the family that you blessed us with. Come on, somebody. Yes, the gifts that you blessed us with. Yes, the talents that you blessed us with. Yes, the charisma that you blessed us with. Yes, the gift of gab that you blessed us with. Come on, somebody. I don't know why I just did that. Oh my God. I don't know why I just did that, but okay. Hallelujah. I think I'm worshiping by myself. But God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, oh God, for what you want to do in this place and how you want to move in this place and the areas that you want to, that you're even causing a disruption so that the divine can happen. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. And we worship you, Lord. And we stand in agreement with you, Lord, that yes, abundance is coming. Abundance is here. An abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, an abundance of love, an abundance of help, an abundance of resources, an abundance of finances, an abundance of know-how, an abundance, hallelujah, even of a fresh anointing, oh God. And we will do like Elijah. Elijah went, hallelujah, in following the instruction. Let your instruction be the thing that we follow. Let your commandments be the thing that we follow. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that we follow. Please, Lord. Please, God. Please, Lord, bring us into a place of prayer and worship and reading the word and even going to church, Lord God, that we weren't committed to last year, in yesteryear, in yesterday. Even if we were in doing the things, we can go deeper. We can go higher. We can go further. We can go wider. You are more real than all the things on this earth that you created. Let us get more of you in this year. Let us be single focused on you. Give us revelation into you, O God. Give us wisdom, Lord Jesus. We ask for wisdom. We ask for knowledge. We ask for understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us fear you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Let us have a healthy reverence for you, O God, a healthy reverence, Lord Jesus, for you that want us to do right, and that want us to do better, and that want us, hallelujah, to be in right relationship, and that will want us, hallelujah, to love and to respect and to honor, and that will have us, Lord Jesus, even being able to be a blessing to our enemies. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for sending your angels unto us, O God, in our homes, Lord Jesus. Anything, Lord Jesus, that's trying to keep us bound and held up, Lord God, I thank you. We loose it now in the name of Jesus. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We tear down it now in the name of Jesus. Any false altars and idols that we have erected, hallelujah, make us aware and start to make us make it known to us and be like, no, I'm tearing this down. I'm not worshiping this thing. We can worship fear. We can worship the past. We can worship, hallelujah, insecurities. We can worship past hurts and things, and it ends up keeping us bound. No, God, we're worshiping you and allowing you to minister to us in those places that we're coming into a wholeness. We're coming into a wellness. Yes, 2025, we're coming into a wholeness. We're coming into a wellness. We're coming into a God confidence. We're coming into a knowing, a greater knowing of who you are and who we are through your eyes. We thank you, O God, that yes, in this time, we're coming into this place of believing. I'm reminded even right now that Jesus, he was not able. He was doing miracles, signs, and wonders. He was performing all kinds of healings and deliverances. Amen. It was heaven on earth, hallelujah, in the fullness thereof, everyone who came to Jesus, whatever their need was, he met them and did the impossible. And the only place it wasn't happening was in his hometown, where they were so familiar with him according to his past. Amen. Hallelujah. According to who they thought they knew him to be. Mm-hmm. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this the carpenter, right? We know his brothers in them. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can find it real fast because I want to read it. Let me see. Is God going to let me find it? Where is it? We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where are you? Thank you, Lord. Can somebody say thank you, Lord? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Oopsie. Thank you, Lord. We found it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So listen, it's in Mark verse chapter 6, and it says, now mind you, just a chapter prior, chapter 5, Jesus did the impossible with raising to life Jairus's daughter, right? Let's see what else happened in 5. He delivered a man from an unclean spirit. So, Jesus. In verse 6, Mark chapter 6, rather, it says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. Let us follow Jesus. Let us follow the Holy Spirit. Who are we following? What are we following? What narratives are we following? If it doesn't, we need to check those narratives in. Like you, when you go traveling, you got to check your bags in. Let us check these narratives and these thought processes and these ideas, wherever we got them from. Check them all in. And if they don't line up with the truth, this is the truth. If they're not lining up with the truth, I guarantee they're not serving you. I guarantee there's some things that got us bound. I guarantee there's some of them got us stuck. I guarantee some of them got us in the place where we talking about I can't trust. I guarantee some of them got us in the place where we're operating out of a brokenness. I guarantee. Check them in. Let's get in our word. And like, and even some of us, I don't know, this might be an instruction for some of us. Sit down and write them out. Like, what are these thoughts and these ways that's like ruling me and ruling my life? Write them out. Oh, I can't believe in this. I can't, whatever, write them out. What about even things that maybe people have told us and they kind of stuck with us? Or things that people have said that we are, that we're not, and it's stuck with us. And then we operate out of that. Check it in. And if that's not what God says, I guarantee those things are doing us a disservice. I guarantee that those are places where the enemy is using now to his benefit to kill, steal, and destroy the promise and the plans and the things that God wants to do with you, through you, for you, that he has laid up from before you was formed in your mother's belly. Let us check them in. I'm telling y'all, this year, a year of freedom. Year of boldness. Year of passion for the Lord. Let's check in those lusts. I don't know. Okay, Holy Spirit. Let's check in that pride. Come on, Holy Spirit. Let's check in that fear, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Let's check in that negativity. Let's check in. Let us even check in, giving the credit to the universe. God is creator. God is creator of heaven and earth, of the universe. Okay, let's go. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. Mm-hmm. Let us deliver us, Lord God, from that spirit of offense, being easily offended. That we're easily offended, and it can keep us from But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin in his own house." I'm reminded that Abram, when God called Abram, he told him to leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your family, leave your father's house. There's some things that for God to do with us, we got to leave. Even the things that we've been attached to for a long time, God may tell us it's time to leave. That can be a hindrance in blocking us out of. We can't bring everybody with us into the promised land. Even the children of Israel, no matter if they were, who cares that they were bound? I'm quite sure that they developed some friendships in that place. Maybe some of them developed some relationships in that place. They could not go unless they were submitted and committed to Yahweh and to the Lord God. Right? And don't tell everybody what you got going on, what God is whispering to you. I don't know. This is just what I'm saying. And he could, in verse 5, "And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about villages teaching." So it was like they were robbed out of experiencing the Messiah in a miraculous, supernatural, extraordinary, miraculous way because they were stuck on past. They were stuck on yester. They were stuck on who they thought they knew he was. Ooh, Lord, let us look forward and not be looking back. Lord, let us just submit ourselves to you, that whatever we are cleaving to and clinging to and clinging to us, that in this time has to be cut off. Lord, cut it off. Lord, remove them. Remove it. And let us move forward in you, that we can receive all that you have for us and become all that you have for us, no matter how grand and perplexing and like wow and beyond what we thought could happen. No, let us believe. Let us believe. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we're able to seek your face and worship you in spirit and truth and hear what you, with the Spirit, desires to speak to us and even encourage us to walk by faith and not by sight, and get and remain and abide in your presence. For apart from you, we can do nothing, but with you, all things are possible. So I'll see you next week. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmarekha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.